Are you ready to sell more books? I'm Brian Cohen.
And I'm Claire Taylor. If you're ready to get your books into the hands of the right readers
and make some more money,
you've come to the right podcast.
And now it's time to talk tips, tricks, and news to help you sell more of your books. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sell More Book Show, episode 473. I'm Brian Cohen from Best Page Forward, joined by Claire Taylor from FFS Media. Claire, the liberated writers are all going to liberatedwriter.com. They're all getting those last couple of spots. Do you have anything left to say for those, you know, there's probably like one spot remaining at this point. What should folks know? What's your last thought on them joining you?
Well, one of the things that I want everyone to know is that there are people signed up all like ranges of book income. So some people are just starting. Some people are already seven-figure authors. There's people all over the spectrum coming. And that is irrelevant to what we're doing there because we are focusing on meaning and personal growth and building sustainable and aligned businesses. And so you can be making seven figures and be completely out of alignment and not know what you're doing and feel like you're drowning. So there's really, it's a very egalitarian approach where people are coming together and we are actually not going to be discussing any numbers of sales or followers or anything like that. That's like rule number one. Is you don't get to talk about that because that's not what we're focusing on. So I just want people to think like, okay, if this is, you know, is this for me? If you are at a point where you want to create something meaningful and you know a little bit about the Enneagram, but you're ready to take it from that identification of this is who I am to the transformation of this is who I could become, and this is the kind of life that I could look forward to, then this is where you want to come.
Love that. Liberatedwriter.com. I am really excited that the challenge went so well. We had 4,400 people. We, in the midst of it, Amazon, smacked me up on their, Amazon Ads homepage. There's a rotating image of me and some of the other Amazon Ads educators, which was,
is it cool. Is it of you rotating?
It's just it's like one of those 3D models and it's me on a pedestal. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. It's me and the others in a circle image, just different people. Uh-huh. But pretty cool nonetheless. And I'm just really grateful for all of you listeners and all of the challengers who have said, hey, Brian knows his stuff. And then Amazon said, okay, and picked me up off the streets and said, hey, you want to teach some stuff for free? I'm like, okay.
You want to rotate on this website, kid?
You want to rotate? Hey, you could be a star. So let's go into the previous week's question here, which was, what would be the most amusing commercial to appear in the middle of your audiobook? And Robert Graver said, in a post-apocalyptic story about zombies, then there's an advert for funeral care. He says, comedy isn't my strong point, but there was only one reply and I'm trying to help.
Brian nice, S. Paul said, an ad for ChatGPT in the middle of a book about the AI apocalypse. That'd be great, actually.
I love that. And I did have someone reach out over message saying it would be great if there was just in any book, just a manscaping ad. just a manscaping ad in any book.
I would take that in the middle of any book. Yeah. Any book.
Yeah. So let's go into the top story. I'm going to change the title just a little bit. Income Ally. The Alliance of Independent Authors says authors who self-publish currently earn more than traditionally published authors. In February, Ally circulated a survey to its members, subscribers, and other key self-publishing and author organizations. The results are in, reports the bookseller's Lauren Brown. In 2022, the median income of primary income self-published authors was $12,749. And while that number may not sound like much, some of the key findings tell a different story of those who participated. 25% had yet to earn income from their writing. The average income, though, generally was $80,000, with 44% reporting at least $20,000 in revenue, 28% earning over $50,000, and close to 20% earning six figures. Orna Ross, Ally's director, said, quote, Ally has always believed that authors are financially better off self-publishing. Now that the results of this survey confirm that belief, and now we want to make sure all authors know they can make a living as an author if they do the work and acquire good publishing skills alongside good writing skills, end quote. That's a lot. Do the work, acquire the skills, acquire these skills. It's a good amount. But the bookseller reports that Ally has commissioned an expanded analysis of the findings in relation to key demographic groups and factors that contribute to higher incomes. Ally plans to publish this full report at the Self-Publishing Live, I don't think that's exactly what it's called, a conference in London in June of 2023, because I think that's what my show, I think it's Self-Publishing Show Live, okay. But because I'm like, I run Self-Publishing Live, in June of 2023. Ally plans to repeat this annually to fill a notable gap in the author income research. So surveys, stats, all that stuff is confusing. Some people said they made nothing. Some people said they made millions. So where are things in the middle? I think the big numbers to focus on here was 44% of the surveyed had at least $20,000 revenue. That's not bad, Claire. What are your thoughts on this survey?
My analytical strength is kicking into high gear here.
Ooh.
I am curious as to what we are not seeing in situations like this. So I don't know how they are able to compare it to traditionally published authors, because I don't know about, I mean, this was just for independent authors. So I would say that taking this as it is and not needing to compare it to traditionally published author income would be a more sound approach, because I just don't know that those are two compatible data sets. But I will also say that there's going to be some bias here. People who are making more money are going to be more likely to want to say how much money they're making.
Yeah. of course.
So it's always going to skew a little bit higher. And what I see from this is an opening in the middle. I'm seeing the people who are already making money, making more money, but I'm not necessarily seeing more people filter into the mid-list range of sort of the 20 to 40 a year range. Not necessarily seeing that, because when you look at the average versus 44% or above 20,000 and 25 have yet to earn income, that's just a huge gap right there.
Yes.
So it could be, I think you can interpret this whatever way makes you feel better. You can obviously cherry pick the data a little bit. But the trend has generally been that, and this is also talking about revenue. So I think that's really important to point out.
Yeah, that's not necessarily
profit.
You can
spend as much money as you want to make $100,000 in revenue, right? You could say, okay, my goal is $100,000 in revenue, and this would be a stupid strategy, but so I'm going to spend $500,000 to make $100,000. You could do that, and then you report $100,000. So I think what's happening is a lot of authors who are making big bucks, right? We're talking to six figures, maybe even seven figures. I have, in my conversations with folks like this, seen that they're getting squeezed. Their revenue isn't necessarily going down, but their spending is having to go way up to sustain it. Yeah. So it is not, I don't know that these numbers tell a full story of the overall health of indie publishing right now in the direction it's going.
Yeah, I don't have much to add. I think that you're right. I don't think traditional publishing surveys are that much better necessarily. No. And so I don't think you can necessarily get an overall take from this. I think it's encouraging for the people who say nobody has ever, the haters who say nobody has ever made money self-publishing and it's all crap, this is nice for countering that argument to a certain extent, but I think you're right that extrapolating this point that it definitely in every case makes more money than a traditionally published author on average is probably a little too much to pull from it.
Yeah, and that's not, I'm not trying to dismiss this. I think it's really important work that Ally does, and I think this is someone needs to be getting this data. Someone needs to be gathering it because, you know, these traditional publishers certainly are not.
Yeah.
But I think the vantage point from which you look at this is going to shape your opinion a lot and shape your feelings a lot. I think if you're one of those people who has been writing a lot of books and just can't seem to make money, this could be very discouraging. Right. And I think if you are, you know, if you tend to think that you tend to see people making a killing and think that could be me, then maybe this is heartening. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it will be you.
Yeah.
which is almost like painful to say, but I just don't want false hope that, look, you know, if 44% are reporting at least 20,000, then if I work hard enough, I can be in the top 10% and make, you know, whatever, a million. And it's like, that's just not in the cards for everyone.
Right. Right. And I see we have landscaping on the same days of the week.
Yeah.
Because I keep good old hearing Tuesday it landscaping. Here too. So Claire, hot potato time. Based on the results of the survey and your interpretation of it, how do you think you would encourage authors, indie authors, if they have an income-based focus, specifically if they are looking to have a profitable author career?
Yeah, so the results of this Ally survey, I think could be encouraging to people who are indie authors specifically, because it shows you that if you are compelled to write, and you're going to write either way, indie publishing is just as valid and has as much opportunity as traditional publishing, if not more. So if you're already on that path of indie publishing and not writing is not an option for you, then you are seemingly on the right path.
Nice. Well, good. Good. All right. Okay. I'm ready for a potato.
Yeah.
Throw it at me.
I think they're digging up potatoes across the street from you.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
What specific advice do you have for authors on the lower end of these numbers who want to make a sustainable income with their books?
So if you are an author who finds yourself in that percentage that has not earned a significant income from your writing, you have to ask yourself the tough questions. If you've been doing this for a while and nothing has ever really hit, you have to say, okay, what if I'm coming at this completely neutral, I'm coming to this book as a reader, what is pushing them away? Because something is actively pushing them away if you're not selling next to anything. And that could be the outside of the books, the cover, the blurb. It could be the inside of the books, the writing, the editing. It could be the concept of the books, the genre, the market. And any of those things are in play when you're trying to figure out what's not working. So figure out what is not working. Look at all of those different aspects of your book and try to think, okay, well, maybe next time I try to improve one of those things and make that my focus so that you can keep working on improving one thing and another thing and eventually try to make some headway.
Yeah, so. I love it. You gotta keep trying. The only thing that takes people out of this business is themselves.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I love that. Man, throwing in some extra wisdom right there at the end. So, Claire.
That's potato flavored ice cream that I'm putting on, adding to it. I'm sure that there's, I'm sure that's a thing.
That's, I'm sure that's good. A thing too.
Nice and salty.
Oh, yeah. I'm down for sweet and salty. So, pshion, 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 pshion. We're at the passive-aggressive lightning round. Pshion. I don't know. Claire, popular audiobook narrators who are deceased are being resurrected through AI audio like Deep Zen, according to The Street. Will this creepy feature disrupt the audiobook market?
Well, it disrupts my peace of mind, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay, so with popular audiobook narrators who are deceased, who have passed, being resurrected through AI, is that going to disrupt things? I don't think so. I think it might be fundamentally disconcerting to some people. But I also think that it is just another kind of AI narration. And so you're going to have some people who are not okay with it, and you're going to have some people who are fine with it. And it kind of is an even distribution that shakes out for all these new technologies. So I don't think it's going to disrupt anything other than my dreams. It's creepy.
Good answer.
All right, Brian. If celebrity AI voices become cost-effective, would you use them for your books?
So if a celebrity AI voice became cost-effective, the reason I would not use them for my books is because, especially with my nonfiction, I am part of the brand. And for me, it makes sense for me to be the voice. I don't think that having a Brad Pitt sound-alike to read mine would be of benefit to me in the long run. In the short run, maybe it's kind of cool. But I want to focus on what is the thing I'm trying to convey to my audience, and does having a celebrity convey that thing? If the answer is no, as it is, I'm going to say no go.
So, yeah, I kind of, as a listener, don't love audiobook narrators being like famous voices. There are like a few exceptions.
Yeah.
Like James Marsters for the Dresden Files audiobooks is perfect. But other than him, he's not like a major celebrity.
Right.
Right. But I'm not a big fan of that myself.
Just, yeah, I don't know how.
Not that that's good marketing information, but you know, there might be other people.
Yeah, no, everyone's got their own opinion, of course. So, Claire, who do you consider a mentor of yours in the author community?
So, when I think about who is my mentor in this community, I take an approach of I will take things from a lot of people. I don't have one mentor. I'm not the type to attach myself to a person and just be like, show me, because I'm not a good learner in that way. When people show me what to do, I go, okay, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently anyway. So like I wouldn't waste someone's time. But I have mastermind groups that I've been a part of that have people who have really good ideas and have done small portions of what I want to do before. So yeah. I'm piecing together a career that looks unlike anyone else's career. And so I need to take little pieces from people who have trailblazed before me and do myself the favor of actually taking that advice. So I don't focus on one person. I also think that it's dangerous that one person that you focus on is like, this is the person that knows everything, because that can quickly turn out not good. But I look to people who are doing the specific thing that I need to be doing for a little portion of my business and doing it really well. And I go ask them, and then I filter it through the me filter of, will that work for me with my, you know, my strengths and my tendencies.
The me filter is my favorite TikTok filter.
Yeah, it's just me.
It's just me. It's nothing. Awesome. I like that advice on considering your mentorship. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. With the flood of AI created books already starting, how can an author differentiate themselves?
All right. So the AI flood has begun. What do you do to differentiate yourself? I've seen this so-called flood. A friend of mine sent me a message with a book from this author who just published 40 books in a blink of an eye, and one of the books actually contained the words, as an AI language model, I cannot revise this passage for you, because they literally did not look at their own book. That book, as a result, is going to sink. Other books like that book are going to sink, because readers will become wise to it. Yes, a few people will get the hang of AI in a strong way, just like a few people got the hang of publishing early in a strong way. But eventually it's going to average out. All the AI books that are bad are going to get poorly reviewed and will sink to the bottom. And indies who have developed an audience and written well and are focused on doing what they want to do for their audience and learning what their audience wants from them, they are going to rise above the AI slop. And so if AI is used completely for the book, then those are going to sink. If you use AI as a tool, that can be done and still help you to become a better indie, you are not necessarily going to see these 100% AI books succeed, in my opinion.
I agree. I don't think it's the threat that some people's nervous system is telling them it is, but
I
can't wait to be, you know, the really high-end restaurant of indie books, right? Ooh. You can go get fast food, but like, the experience is human written books. Come enjoy a human written book. It has typos.
Yeah. It's like Taco Bell in the movie Demolition Man. It just beats all the other restaurants. Claire, last question of the lightning round. How do you decide what author organizations to join?
I believe I'm only part of one author organization, and that is because I don't tend towards author organizations. I've seen them come and go a lot. I've seen them rise to power. And then the people at the top sometimes are there because the power, and then things fall apart. And I just sort of, you know, sip my tea on the sidelines. But I am part of ALLI, the Alliance of Independent Authors. I think that they offer great services. They don't like require your fealty. They don't, you know, need you to act a certain way. It's just like, hey, come be a part of this. And I think that they offer a lot to authors. So that's how I decided to join. I know that they are an ethical organization. I know that they have withstood the test of time as far as indie author organizations go. They have not been caught up in a lot of scandal or drama. They're literally just functioning for the right reasons. And those reasons align with my business. So that's why I'm a part. And that's how I decided to join.
Love that. Love that. Claire, we need a question of the week. Do we want to talk about income or do we want to talk about something else?
We have got to talk about this author survey.
Okay. Okay. So how about just a, are you surprised at all by the results of ALLI's survey? How does it make you feel? Good, bad, or ill? How does it make you feel looking at this information?
Love it.
You can answer the question of the week over at sellmorebookshow.com in the comment section for 473 or at the Sell More Book Show After Party Facebook group. Claire, anything you want to leave our wonderful listeners with today?
Well, Brian, because we are in the future.
Yes.
If there are seats left for the Liberated Writer Retreat, you can go check that out at liberatedwriter.com. I don't know if there will be at this point. There's only a few left as of recording this. But I am also going to be opening early signups for a brand new course I have that's going to be a 5-week course. It's going to involve group coaching. It's going to be going way in depth into some of these Enneagram, you know, techniques and attributes that will help you with your author business, help you understand yourself, help you understand your readers, and build a business that's just going to be a powerhouse and aligned with you. So it's a 5-week program. It's going to be starting in October, early October. And by the time people listen to this, I will hopefully have the landing page up. And all of that will be found at liberatedwriter.com. If you go there, it'll give you the option to look at the retreat and the Liberated Writer 5-week course. So I hope you go check that out. I think it's going to be really cool, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about it in the coming weeks.
Love it. That's awesome, Claire. I am excited that you are expanding this Liberated Writer brand.
Yeah, look at this. It's fun. And you know, I do the whole yellow and black thing for FFS Media. Liberated Writer is like, bah, rainbows. And ooh. I feel like that's the energy. I'm just so excited about it. I want everyone on the spectrum of the Enneagram spectrum to come in and like enjoy each other's company and learn from each other. So, yeah.
That's just awesome.
Just a little behind the scenes on that brand choice.
Yeah, no, I think that was a good brand choice. And I'm excited for anyone who joins that rainbow. I think it's going to really find it helpful for sure. For me, hey, if you haven't picked up some of my newer books, self-publishing with Amazon ads and self-publishing with email marketing, as well as co-written book with Phoebe Ravencraft, Fiction Blurbs, The Best Page Forward Way, go check those out. They're all great. There's my pitch.
They are all great.
They are all great.
Guaranteed.
You will enjoy. awesome. Well, for Claire, I'm Brian. Have a great week of book selling, everybody. We'll be back next week for episode 474. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Sell More Book Show. Visit the website at www.sellmorebookshow.com for detailed show notes and subscription information, or to send us news or comments for use on the show. Also, please take a moment to subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Thank you very much for listening, and happy book selling!